know about us. So yeah, it's fun with us now, actually.
Hi, Mauricio. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. Richard wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details and answer any questions you have about how the service works and what's included, what to expect. He is also, in fact, asking that I apply a reduced rate here, being that the business is still fairly new. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Thank you.
Of course.
Pretty good. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes. I heard about it, yeah.
Well, you know, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's fantastic. People won't need to already know the name of your business to find you on that first page. Of course, they're just typing in keywords relating to, you know, heating repair or HVAC contractor near me, whatever they might type in. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it is a service that you provide. You'll pop up where people are looking, which is that local map on Google and on Bing, and the calls will come directly to you. So it's not a paid lead service. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. Now, of course, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does a search. They'll have multiple options, but you'll be one of those top options. Of course, that means not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. That's a good thing, though. You're not just getting calls from people who don't know what they need or they're looking for estimates or blah, blah, blah. You'll get calls from people who made an educated decision and decided to call you. They're going to look at your website first. They might even look at the portfolio. You know, they'll look at the services that you provide. They might even look at the reviews, people saying good things about you in Sherman Oaks and L.A., even Mission Viejo. So you're willing to travel for the right job, right? So people needing your services will call you after seeing your website. They're calling you ready to hire you. So it's a high conversion rate for those calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate. It is on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. That being said, with your service area, I mean, you're willing to travel. Like how far on a regular basis? I mean, I know that you're willing to go maybe a little bit farther for the right job, but how far do you really want to go? Is it just kind of keeping it to the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah, I mean, San Fernando Valley is pretty big, so probably all San Fernando Valley, you can include Burbank, Pasadena, Glendale.
Right. I saw a review on your website from someone apparently in Mission Viejo, which is actually
South
Orange
County. Yeah, we did a rental over there in Mission Viejo.
You did. But mostly
you're keeping it in
the valley.
Yeah, we also work in Palmdale and Lancaster, but,
Oh, wow.
It's kind of far away, so we want to keep it,
Well, there's, like you said, there's plenty of people in the San Fernando Valley. You don't have to go, north or south of it. So this is going to get your phone ringing. When you're on that first page, people will find you. You'll get plenty of opportunities to take those calls and even be selective with the job that you choose to take. This is going to be for that local map campaign, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. You'll have almost 70 different directories. They're all equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area. They all link back to your website and verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, the San Fernando Valley is pretty big, like you said. There's a lot of people there, which also means you've got a lot of competition there. I would recommend some form of paid advertising, either a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads or even paid Google ads. Google ads are a little bit more expensive, but still a great investment. You'd be looking at an additional $300 on top of the $199, which is the cost for the local campaign. Facebook ads are more affordable. It's just $100. You're not paying for a quick call lead or job. It's a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You know the needs of your business much better than I do, how far you really want to go and how much work you can take on, what your budget allows. Like I said, Google ads plus the local local campaign, you'd be looking at a total of $499 a month as an exact amount. Facebook ads is just $299 a month. That's with the local campaign as well. Which of those do you think would be a better fit for your company at this point, at least on the surface there?
Probably I would hold off on the ads right now and just do the basic one that the Richard was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Google ads are a little bit pricey. They raised the minimum required ad spend about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, so it's not always affordable at $300 extra per month. But, you know, the Facebook ads are just $100 on top of the $199. It is going to help you get found quickly throughout all of the San Fernando Valley. And for the services you provide, it's easily going to, you know, justify itself with the additional work that you can take on. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, of course, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from and the breakdown of keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up on that first page, etc. Now, it's mainly residential, meaning that you do take on some commercial work, right?
Yeah, we do like commercial, but mainly residential, yeah.
Okay. But it's all like HVAC. You're not doing like commercial refrigeration or anything like that?
No, I mean, we used to, but now there's a lot of demand, so we're sticking to it. HVAC, just air conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I mean, you kind of do your bread and butter services and what you're most comfortable with, which you can get done quickly enough and get paid well for it. I mean, like you said, there's definitely enough people needing your services in the San Fernando Valley to really focus on the AC heating and repair, HVAC, whatever someone types in, you know, like heating services right now. It's getting cold. It's raining and people want to stay warm and bundle up and things like that. They want to make sure that their unit is working. So, you know, mostly residential clients, that's going to be our target for you, but commercial clients can call you as well. I know that you're going to do replacements, right? You're going to do swap outs,
yeah.
But do you also do repairs?
Well, we mainly do repairs and also do change outs
as well.
All of it. Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, you know, you're not going to be limited if someone types in repair or replacement or installation. You know, your business will pop up for those different searches. I like your website. The only problem is that it's hard to find. I mean, unless someone knows the name of your company, mm-hmm. they're not likely to find it on their own. Unfortunately, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, your website's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It is there, but people aren't finding it on their own. We want to move it to Google's first page and Bing's first page because that's where people are searching. Most people can find what they're looking for without going past the first page. So while your website is a great conversion tool, of course, a website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that will see it. And since most people don't go past the first page, it's really important that we anchor this website onto a listing on the first page so that you can get those opportunities and get those phone calls. So what I can do here for you, you've already got a website. And I did want to ask you real quick because it might help me to reduce your setup fee. I did see an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile, not that we have anything at all to do with that company, thank goodness, but is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I mean, we are with them. The way it works is that, you know, we pay for the leads, so most of the time, because we have a good amount of work already, I turn it off.
Keep them paused. You keep your leads paused, yeah.
I keep it paused, and then they send opportunities, and then I pick and choose the ones that I think are good.
That's smart.
And then I get those.
Yeah, that's smart, because when you're actually taking on leads, when you're actively accepting leads, you get charged for it whether you get the job or not, and that does cost you quite a bit. The reason that I asked about it and you're actively at least taking opportunity leads, there's a promo code in our system. Where is it? There it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add. It's not specifically for Angie's or Home Advisor, but it's for someone who is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere. Even if you're not actively paying for leads, you've got the active profile page, meaning that you either signed up or renewed your contract less than a year ago. You paid that annual membership.
And we, And we also pay for Yelp.
You do pay for Yelp. Okay, so that'll work too. So that's going to allow me to reduce the cost of your setup fee by $100. You've got a website already, so we don't have to build one for you. I'm going to take another $100 off of your setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99, and that does only attach to the first month, of course. So including, you know, the ads and the social media campaign, all of the different directories, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, of course. You're looking at $299 with the one-time setup fee of $99. It's $398 to get started. That's the entire first month, the setup fee and everything else. Of course, verifying your listings and making sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and fixing it if it's not. That's why we do have that one-time setup fee, but I did take $200 off your setup fee. Every month after the first month, it's $299 is an exact amount. It will never go up. It's a fixed flat rate, and, of course, that's to the penny. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. So it's a lot easier to budget for. You know how much it bills and the day it bills. It does not fluctuate. It does not depend on how many leads, clicks, calls, or jobs you get. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Replacement or repair, change outs or maintenance, it's still just that exact flat rate. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really. Explain everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a comprehensive service. It includes everything that you need. All you really do need to do, though, is get your phone ringing. Although, like I said, you'll have detailed reporting and tracking and 24/7 access to that. But as long as you're answering your phone when it's ringing and people, you know, after seeing your website decide to call you, you're going to be able to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Now, it's Osinaga Air Conditioning and Heating, with the and being the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not the word A-N-D spelled out, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, of course, it's just osinagaairconditioning.com as the website that we would be promoting. It does look like the phone number that we're speaking on. This is a good number for us to call you regarding your account, mm-hmm. and it's also the business number too, right? It's the one on your website, and the one you want your customers to call. Perfect. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number?
Yes, I can get text messages.
Great. Because we are going to want to contact you. We use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Mauricio, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
No. Text message is fine.
Text. I'll put text preferred. And then, of course, like I said, your customers, though, they're just going to call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. I did want to ask you, though, because I did on the Angie leads see a physical address. The website has no physical address. But your Angie's, and I think it's probably like a home address, because you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you?
Well, we have an office, and probably when I set up the Angie's, it was before we got the office. So on Google, my business, it's already updated with the office because we received the postal card and everything. So
you did already get a PIN card. Perfect. That's my whole point in asking you, because Google does want to verify that you're active in the area.
The address for the business is 7108 DeSoto Avenue, unit 101B. That's the office.
Okay. You said 7108 DeSoto Avenue, and the unit number again? 101B?
101B, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's where you...
Mm-hmm.
That's where you had the PIN card sent, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll make sure if we have to verify any information that we've got that on file. But like your listing says, you don't see customers come there, right? No, no.
Yeah. I'm in the office. I'm in the office. You know, in and out. I mean, the office is there, but.
But you're not always there, right?
Okay. I've met with a couple, with like two, three customers, you know, when to discuss like installation work, but on an appointment, but not I'm not there in the office all the time.
Got it. Yeah, and that's kind of why Google has your Google listing with no physical street address. If you're not there when people drive up and knock on the door, you know, that makes Google look bad. So they just have you listed without the physical street address, which is totally fine. Most service-based businesses are run out of the home. Technically, that's Canoga Park, right?
That's Canoga Park, yeah.
Yeah.
Zip code is 91303.
91303, right. So, like I said, we don't have to create a new listing for you because you already have that verified listing. If you didn't already have one, we would have created it with you as the owner anyway and with us just having managerial access so we can update content, of course, connect all the directories that are necessary. Your first name is Mauricio, right? Is that M-U-R-I-C-I-O?
M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O.
M-A-U. Okay, I was going to ask. And then, Mauricio, what is your last name, sir?
Osinaga. O-S-I-N-A-G-A.
Oh, just like the business name. Gotcha. I never want to assume, but that does make a lot of sense. And, of course, it's not just you. You're the sole owner, but you've got technicians, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
Perfect. Perfect. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, if this is something that you do want to do, the next step would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, so to speak. We get all the information, verify information that I have, verify information off of your website. We're also going to want to make sure we know not just the hours of operation that you want to be listed for and the forms of payment that you accept. If you've got a mission statement, if you've got a motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, of course, we'll make sure we've got all the different services that you provide. All of that content goes on the nearly 70 different directories that we'll create for you. That way, you know, someone's looking for professional AC repairman or whatever they type in, you're going to have that content. So we're going to accurately brand your business in the way you want to show up and, of course, for the services and service area that you want to be found in. But if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And the other thing that I would do, it's required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in fact, reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the subscription, the setup fee, you know, of course, that it is month-to-month, that you can stop at any time. The voice verification, Mauricio, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Now, one quick question is that you guys are not going to change the accounts, right? The Google My Business account? Or
no, you're correct in that. That's kind of the wrong way of doing things. I know that a lot of so-called SEO companies will create duplicate accounts and things like that. That's why I was saying you already have that Google profile. We don't have to create a new one, but it's kind of a digital business card, right? People have to know the name of your company. I had to type in your company name to find it. But what this is going to do is going to take that same exact listing with your website attached. It's going to have the sufficient content that Google looks for to move your business onto the first page. The businesses that are on the first page, they're not there because they've been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town, but they're on that first page because they have more content online that relates to that particular search. So that's why we create the almost 70 directories to reassure Google that you do provide those services in the area so that you'll pop up ahead of your competitors. So we will, of course, keep that exact same listing. We're just going to attach to it the content that will move it onto the first page. But that's a good question. We don't want to have any duplicate information out there. Any information that's already out there, we'll make sure that it's accurate and consistent, and you just want to have the one Google listing.
All right, that sounds good. Is there any way you guys can? I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna go forward with it because you know the way I see it is that even if I get one lead a month, it pays for itself.
Oh yeah.
So,
easily. Yeah. We're talking about Google here.
I have an appointment. Yeah, I have an appointment at 11, and I'm outside the customer, so I need to go inside right now.
Okay.
Can you guys call me around 11:30, so we can move forward?
Yeah, I can. If you think it's only going to take about half an hour,
or if you can text me, and then I'll text you once I'm done, so you can call me. It might be sooner than that.
Yeah, that's perfect. You don't have like 10 minutes right now. You said you're already outside.
No, because I came earlier and I've been parking, you know, talking with you guys for like 20 minutes. It's 11
right
now and I have to go inside right now.
Yeah. I'm going to text you my contact information. Just shoot me a quick text message. If I'm not on a phone call, I'll give you a call right back, okay?
All right. Yeah, as soon as I'm done, I'll text you.
Sounds good, Mauricio. Mr. Osunaga, I'll talk to you in just a bit here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.